Okay, Rabosa, we are wrapping up the Zman, almost wrapping up the first Perek, and I wanted to discuss Eidos Miuchedes today. So there's a couple of interesting things. The Gemara is not hard at all, but some of the Rishonim I noticed in Seder posed you guys with some challenges. So let's do it slow. The Mishnah introduces us to the definition of a kat, how you create a kat. And the Mishnah says, "Ha'yishtayim ro'o me'osu mechalon zeh." So, if you have two Edom in one window and two Edom in another window, as long as some of the Edom in window A sees some of the Edom in window B, that is called a kat. And Rashi says, nafkamina number one is, imhuzam echad mehem, velohuzmu kulan ein erodim. So one nafkamina is going to be hazama. We have a din of achiazumu kulam, and if they're in separate windows and are one kat, you have to mazum all of them to kill any of them. And if you only mazum one window, not the other window, then you're not going to kill any of the edim. And Tosis writes, hare elu edus achas shim nimsa echad mehem karvo puzzle. If one of the members of the kat is found to be a karvo puzzle, edus kulam betela, they're all betela and v'chein. Moreover, kula. You need to be mazim all of them. Hazama Tosis tells us basically three separate statements, three separate dinim, and I want you to get all of these dinim down. They're all important to get down. Number one is the same as Rashi. Is if you have two windows, you're mazim one kat and you're not mazim the other. So chiddush number one is you don't kill kat A because you need hazamas kula. That's what Rashi said. That's what Tosis corroborates. Chiddush number two is, listen carefully, is that we apply the din of nimsa echad mehem karva pasul. So if one member of the kat is pasul, the other members of the kat are also pasul. Now, as 2A, I'll call it 3, but it's 2A, Hazama is a psul that will now render the entire kat possible. So by being mazim kat A in window A, that possels kat B as well. Okay? That's what Tosis writes. Is that Hazamas Achas Mehem is Kenimsa Echmem Karva Pasul and Kulam B'Teilu. Mr. Malav, are you here?
Yeah, I'm just rubbing it into my chavrusas because I said that and I got attacked.
Okay, I knew you were you. I saw you and Zevi communicating, and I knew something was going on. Okay, fine. All right. Okay, so far so good. Does anyone object to what I just said? Okay.
I can say what is he adding by that third statement?
He's adding a lot. A lot. Not a
The
little.
second one was just that you apply Echad Mehem Karva Pasul across the cot if one of them
Again,
actually comes to Karva Pasul.
again. Number one, you need Hazamas Kulam, so if it's one cot and you're mazing window A, you're not going to kill them because you didn't maze in window B. That's din number one. Din number two, nimsa echamem karov opasal kulam betalim. That's a nafkamina of a kat. And 2A is hazama is a psul. So when you're mazing kat A, kat B is also pasul because it's one kat. It's all one kat. Okay? Libel, you say that's pashut. I'm saying it's not pashut. And
Let
if.
me say that. That third part is saying Hazama of one is the same thing as Karva Pasul.
Yes, it's the same thing as Karva Pasul. Meaning, oh, stop your bickering with each other. It's a, in other words, it's your Hazama is called a psul. So now, once one window is pasul, they're all pasul. Okay? That last statement is going to be very significant. Okay, Rabbo said, let's look at the next shtickle of the Gemara, which I put at the end of the sugya. So, Amar Rava, Masre she'amra afil mipi atzam afil mipi she. I skip. Amar Rava, im hayu ro'en es ha-masre, or masre ro'en osam mitztarfin. So a masre can be mitztarfin. Amar Rava, an interesting chiddush, Maybe for another time. Afilu mipi atzmo, a person can give hasra to himself. Afilu mipi sheit, a demon can also give hasra. That's a pretty big chiddush. And now, listen carefully. Okay, this piece of the Gemara is really, really important, and it's a little tricky. Amar Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman has a din. Edus miyuchedes is ksheira b'dinei mamonos. Dichsiv lo yumas al pi et echad. B'dinei mamonos nafashos hu de'en ksheira, aval b'dinei mamonos ksheira. So Rav Nachman says, you have a din of edus miyuchedes. Rashi explains, what is edus miyuchedes? So if they don't see each other, it's good in Dine Mamanus. It's good in Dine Mamanus. Why? Because of a limud in Dine Nefashos. You don't go with Eid Echad, meaning Eidus Miyuchedes, but you go with it in Dine Mamanus. Yafe. Now, watch this. So, Maskif lo Rav Zutra. Now, Rabosai, just remind me, what does Maskif mean? What kind of challenge? What kind of challenge? No! No!
Svara.
Maskif is always an attack, a hatkafa, mi logic, from logic. Just so you know, viraminu is always an attack from an equivalent source. Either a Tanaitic source, if it's against a Tana, or a Pasuk, if it's from a Pasuk, or a Amora from an Amora. But Maskif is a logical attack, an attack misvara. Now, so asks Rav Zutra, a logical argument. Elameata bedine nefashos tatzil, and alam etznan huvein erogin. If this is true, that Eidus Miuchedes works by Dine Mamanus, so says Rav Zutra, it should also have some effect in Dine Nefashos. And why then does the Mishnah say, Hu Vehein Neragim, that you will kill the Eidim Zomimim and the Nidom? And indeed, it's such a good kasha, we don't have a teretz. Kasha! The Gemara blibes. Kasha. We're left with a kasha. So what exactly is the kasha? So Rashi explains, we'll see it inside, I'll first say it over outside. Rashi says we have a case, the case we're talking about is two Eidim in window A, two Eidim in window B. They don't see each other. So it's two kitos. Your mazin cut A. Cut B lives to tell another day, to survive another day. So Kat B is alive, Kat A gets killed because they're Eidim Zomim, and now Kat B is going to kill, cause the killing of the Nidon. So Hu Vehein Erogin, says Rav Zutra, why? Once we have this din of Eidus Miuchedes, that should be sufficient to save, to be Matzil, explains Rashi. Bedine Nefashos. Well, let's start with Pri Rashi. Elameata dikshayrim be'alma u'mitztarfi. Once we establish that Eidus Miuchedes is mitztare, then bedina nefashos. Kishnayim ro'o mechalon zeh. Ushayim ro'o mechalon zeh. V'huz mukar achas. Titztarev Eidus zu. Lios kulam kekas achas. Let them all be mitztarev to be a single kat. Lahatzles hazomim. To save the Eidim Zomim. Ve'es ha'nidom. And to save the Nidom. By now making the Eidus of Kat B Botel. Kevon de be'alma mitztarefes. Since in general, Eidus Miuchedes is mitztaref. So yesh tam kan latzilo. V'rachmara amar vitzilu ha'eda. Rabosai, do you see that this Rashi is saying the exact same idea of Tosis that we just learned? I'll take your deafening silence as yes, I see that perfectly, Rebbe. Thank you so much for making that point. Yeah.
You can take our nodding to mean that.
You, I saw one nod, though. That's the problem. So, again, what Rashi is telling you is, according to Rav Zutra, you have two Eidim in two sets of windows. This one is found to be Adam Zalman. Kat A is Muzam. Says the Gemara, nevertheless, we should treat it as a kat. Treat it as a single kat. And if you're treating it as a single kat, so now this one is puzzle. Kat A is puzzle. Kat B thereby is now rendered nimsach mem karva puzzle al yedei hazamas kat A. So now what? You will save the Adam Zalman's lives, because it's Achi Azumakulam is lacking. And you'll save Anito's lives because he just puzzled Kat B. It's exactly what Tosis says. So Rashi and Tosis are in the exact same camp. Comes along the Ramban. And comes along Avi Antelis. And comes along Isaac Shapiro. And they ask just, first of all, before you get to Ramban, Pshat Gemara, which the Gemara accepts the argument. It blibes by Kasha. Pshat Gemara is a little difficult. Like, Rabosai, is there a din of Eidus Miuchedes by, is Eidus Miuchedes Kasha by Dini Mamanus? Yeah. Is it Kasha by Dini Nefashis?
No.
No. So what's the Gemara's argument? Ah, since Eidus Miuchedes works by Dini Mamanus, and we can save a couple of lives over here. And in fact, these lives that we're saving might be very, very, very low lives. The life of Aiden Zimmerman and the life of a murderer, because we still have Kat B's standing. Nah, be matzal them and be mitzvah at the Kat. What? How are you mitzvah at the Kat? So just because you have a dinner of Aiden Zimmerman, but a dinner of Mamanus, what does that do with the Nefashis? Tuckman! Where are you today?
There.
Where?
My basement.
Yeah, no, but where?
Up here. What?
Where?
Here. I'm right here,
Rebbe. Okay, I hope so. I hope so. Hope so. I won't test you, but I hope so. Okay. Okay. So, Rabosai, that's a question that's on Pshat Gemara. Moreover, let's take a look at the Ramban, because the Ramban has a different mahalach in the sugya, he doesn't buy it. He doesn't buy it. Now, let me just tell you what he's bothered by. He's bothered by premise 2a in Tosis. What we said, Tosis, which again Rashi agrees to, premise 2a. Just because we have a hazama of the Adim in window A, why should that passel the Adim in window B? Let's take a look at the Ramban inside. Sharing the screen. Today's shir. Says the Ramban. I'm over here. Perish Rashi Zala, my lo mitztarf edus mahatas hazemim v'esanidon she'edus betela v'tmi'ani bazeh. Sha'afilu be'edus ritzufa mimakom echad nami im nimtza kat achas zomemes lama tipasel chaverta. Let's say they're in one window. Adam stick their head out of one window, go back in, another Adam stick out of the same window, and we pasel kat A. Why should your apostle Kat B? Why should Kat B be apostle? Ah, so he tells me, what do you mean? I'll tell you why. I'm saying, and he's saying, Hare Efshah She'elu Emes. Maybe Kat B is telling the truth. He may eat him. Ve'elu Zomim Shalhayisham. And the end zone, we're not even there. There's Zomim. So why are you invalidating? Rabosai, just think about this for a second. Why are we invalidating Kat B? Was Kat A there? Hello?
No, they wasn't there.
They weren't even there. So how are they invalidating Kat B? So says the Ramban. Says the Ramban as follows. Vim Tomar. Oh! Havala Nimsach Mem Karva Pasul. Maybe you'd argue Nimsa Echad Mehem Karov Upasul. Well, now the Kat A that you were mazim, they're psulim le'edus. You pasul them. And now it's one Kat. So pasul Kat B. So he says, no, that's not correct. Zu eino taina. Why? Shekevan shehuzam eino mehem. Shekevan shehuzam eino mehem. Look at the language of the Ritva. I added this to your Mar Makomos during Seder. But look at the shared screen where my cursor is. V'im ipnei shenimsa echad mehem karov apostle. Zu eino taina. Why? Shekevan shehuzam shelo hayasham eino mehem. They weren't there. So ela hacha mishum hein neragin parich Rav Chista. So how did the Ramban understand the Gemara? How does Ramban understand the Gemara? So Ramban understood the Gemara as follows. When Rav Zutra has his attack, his maskif lei Rav Zutra, his argument was not on why does the Mishnah say who vehei neragin? His argument is on why does the Mishnah say, the Mishnah should just say, it should, I'm just getting myself confused. The Mishnah should say, who nerag, in other words, who nerag, but not, hey neragin. Yeah, we're going to save the Edim Zomimim. The Edim Zomim can be saved. But you should kill the Nidon. Why should you kill the Nidon? Because why should Kat be possible? Okay, so let's just do Chazar. I want a Chazar, and then I want to explain what the Ramban is saying. I both say Chazar.
So it should say Hey Neragin, you say?
It should say, again, it should say, Ela Hachi Mishum Hey Neragin Parah Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda is bothered. It should just say "Hey Neragin," and not "Hu Nerag." In other words, the Nidon should be killed. No reason that the Nidon shouldn't be killed.
It's the other way around. It should say "Hu Neragin."
It should say "Hu Neragin." Correct. Yes, correct. It should say "Hu Neragin," not "Hey Neragin." Okay. Rabosai, let me just summarize. And then I want to explain the Ramban. Rabosai, according to Rashi, when you have two Edim in, again, the Gemara speaks, you have two Edim in window A, two Edim in window B, and they don't see each other. So you have two Kitos. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, in such a case, Hu vehein nerogin. You're going to kill the Edim Zomim, Kat A, and you're going to kill the Nidon. Asks Rav Zutra, why, according to Rashi, why does it say Hu ve'ein erogin? It shouldn't say Hu ve'ein erogin. You should let them both live. Why should you let them both live? Since in Dine Mominus, you have a cat, it should be a cat. Treat him as a cat in Dine Nefashos. Say the lies of Zomim and say the lies of Nidon. Says the Ramban, I don't understand that at all. Say the lies of the Zomim, fine. Say the lies of Zomim. Hey erogin, that's Akasha. Hey erogin's Akasha. But kill the Nidon. Why are you being mitzarev, Kat A to Kat B, to save the life of the Nidon? Listen here, wait for it. This is the line. Just because Kat A became Edim Zomimim should not passel Kat B. You should not say Nimsa echad mehem karov upasel. in a case of Hazam. Just because Kat A is Muzam should not affect the Edus of Kat B. Rashi says it does. Ramban says it does not. Why does Ramban say it does not? Two different nuschaos. The Ramban's nusach, if you look at your sheet, is ze eino taina shekevan shehuzam eino mehem. And the Ritva's language is shekevan shehuzam shelo hayasham eino mehem. Sounds like they're saying the same thing, more or less. I believe there's two ideas, two different pshatim, two thoughts. Hopefully I can... The hard part is over. The rest of this is easy. Okay? It's not hard. Just it's hard when you're on Zoom, but it's not hard. Rabosai, how do you create a kat? How do you create a kat? This is pshat number one. What makes a kat? So we've spoken about, yeah, Rory, go ahead.
Two people that like attempt to witness and they see something.
Okay. Together. So we've spoken about re'ia as creating a kat. And then with an intention of giving edus. The Ramban's position is Re'iya is a prerequisite for the creation of a kat. And therefore, if they are not shum, eino mehem, they're not part of the kat. Because re'iya is a critical piece of being part of a kat. You do not say, nimsa echad mehem karav upasal, when there is no re'iya. What generates a kat of Adam Zomimim? For Hazama purposes, what generates the kat? For Kasha Zomam, what generates the kat?
All of them
is the Haggadah together. But, as far as Nimsa Echamim Karav Apostle, Haggadah doesn't rate, doesn't cut it. What do you need? You need a re'iyah. Edom Zomimim, by definition, don't have a re'iyah. And Memela, you don't apply the rule of Nimsa Echamim Karav Apostle. They weren't mehem. And as a result, the second kat is still kosher. And what are you going to do to Edom Zomim? I'm sorry, what are you going to do to the Nidon? To the Nidon, you're going to kill the Nidon. That, I think, is a simple pshat in the Ramban. I can get a little fancier, slightly fancier. Maybe you could argue, and this point is made by one of the Achronim, the Beis Lechem Yehuda, and he suggests maybe what the Ramban is saying is if you're an Eid Zomim, it's not the pshat that you're posel edus. Rather what? Fill in the blanks.
You're not an eid.
You're not an eid. And just like we saw b'mekayme davar, that b'mekayme davar lo ba'ose davar, that a baal davar is not an eid. We saw perhaps an isha is not an eid. An eid zomein is by definition not an eid. And if he's not an aid, then we don't put in the rule of Nimsa Echad Mehem Karavu Pasul. And therefore, says Ramban, of course, yes, we're going to save the life of the Adim Zomimim, because as far as Hazam is concerned, they're an aid. As far as Hazam is concerned, they're present. However, as far as Nimsa Echad Mehem Karavu Pasul, they lose their shame aid. And once they lose their shame aid, the other kat still is alive and will kill Anita. Ad Khan, first part of Shir, that's the Ramban. We move on to the second part of Shir. Second part of Shear. Did you guys see Baze yet? It's really it's hard to do this without having seen it. Did, just tell me, did anyone see Baze like well properly? Baruch Hashem. Okay, Baruch Hashem, no one, almost no one. Avi Antelis and his crew a little bit, okay. So let me get into it slowly. Rabosai, there's a Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin with a very famous Shita, Machlokes Rabbanon and Rav Yeshua ben Karcha. Rav Yeshua ben Karcha is the author of the position of what I'll call Edus Miuchedes on steroids. What's Rav Yeshua ben Karcha's Shita? If you have an Eid Echad that testifies that Isaac Shapira owes Ilan Bosian $100 from a debt that was a loan that happened on Monday, and then another Eid Echad testifies that Isaac Shapira owes Ilan Bosian $100 from a theft that happened on Wednesday, two separate and distinct transactions. Eid Echad about a Monday transaction, Eid Echad about a Wednesday transaction, sharing the same result of a liability of $100 from Isaac to Ilan Bosian. I just like saying that name. So, says Rav Yehoshua ben Karcha, it's mitztarif. Because the bottom line is, do they agree that Isaac owes Ilan Bosian $100? They agree. They agree. So you have Eidus in Dine Mamanus. That works. That works. Rabbanim say... No Palgin and Dibura. No Palgin and Dibura. They have a... Everyone agrees that he owes $100. Who cares if it was different transactions? The bottom line is the bottom line. That's Rav Yeshua ben Karcha's position. Okay? Rabbanim disagree. And Rabbanim say, Ad shiyiru ke'echad. If the Marmakomo sheet, if you have it in front of you, you'll take a look at source Bays 1, the Tanya. La'olam ein adam mitzarefes ad shiyushneim ke'echad. And Rav Yeshua ben Karcha omer afilu b'zachar zeh. Okay. Now, Rabosai, just tell me a little, is Rav Yeshua ben Karcha a Tana or an Amora? Amora is absolutely incorrect. Rav Yeshua ben Karcha is a Tana. Is a Tana. In fact, that memory I just cited to you, the Brisa of Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Beis, opens up with the Tanya. Rav Yeshua ben Karcha is an Amora. Now, Rav Nachman in our Gemara, who tells us Eidus Miuchedes works in Dine Mamanus, is he a Tana or an Amora? He's not Mora. So what's the obvious question in our sugya?
How can they argue?
No, they're not arguing.
Sorry, what are you saying?
They're not arguing. They're, once we have a Machlokes Tana, we have a Rav Yeshua ben Karcha that says Eidus Miuchedes works, so what's Rav Nachman doing? What's he saying over here? It's like Rav Nachman has a Chiddush. Ooh, Eidus Miuchedes works in Dine Mamanus. Duh. That is Rav Yeshua ben Karcha. So Rav Nachman, what are you doing? And who asks this kasha? This is the Ramban's kasha and the Ritva's kasha. Ayin Shum, let's take a look. So look at the Ramban, source Beis 2. The Asikna kasha, the Gemara concludes kasha. The Ika de kasha le, v'kaim along Rav Yeshua ben Karcha, we pass on Rav Yeshua ben Karcha. The Omar, afilu halva acha halva mitztarfin. V'kol shekein be'edus miuchedes. So we pass on Rav Yeshua ben Karcha that hava achava is mitztarif, is good. And if that's good, then what's Rav Nachman doing? Now, gentlemen, Rabban is a little confusing because he had a different gears in our Gemara. For him, Rav Yehuda was Rav Nachman and Rav Chizda was our Rav Zutra. So don't get confused by that. But he says the Ramban, "Vehechi palig alei Rav Chizda Rav Yehuda gufei." I'm sorry, "Vehechi palig alei Rav Chizda." How can Rav Zutra argue on the Tana Rav Yishev ben Karcha and Rav Yehuda, meaning Rav Nachman, Gufei, Maikam Ashmalan? What's the Chiddush? After all, we know this all from Rav Yishev ben Karcha. Is the question clear? Great. So let's see what he says. Let's see what he says. Of course I can. Of course I can. He's basically saying, A, what's Rav Zutra in our Gemara, who's Ramban's Rav Chisda? How can he argue on Rav Nachman? How can he argue on the Tana, Rav Yishev ben Karcha? Rav Yishev ben Karcha is a Tana. How can Rav Zutra argue on that? A. B, Rav Nachman, what are you doing? We pass Rav Yishev ben Karcha. This is like 300 years ago has been settled. And now Rav Nachman's coming with a chiddush. Eitus miyachedus works in Dine Mamas. Huh? What are you saying? What are you... So comes along the Ramban. The Ramban, the Ritva, they're basically saying the same thing. Well, not saying the same thing, but they're... We're going to start with the Ramban. The Ramban says like this.
Well, why is it the same?
Shah. I want to learn the Ramban. The Ika Lameimar, so you could argue that Anan Lerabanan Ka'amrina. Maybe Rav Nachman is just saying his statement within the Shita of Rabbanan. In other words, according to Rabbanan, who say Hava Acha Hava is no good. But if it's Eidus Miuchedes at the same time from two different windows, that is good. Anan Rabbanan Kamri, the Amrina, the Amri, Vihu Eid, the Afke Rachmana Beloshin Eid, Lomelcha, Ad Shu Shneim Ke'echa, Kedi Isa Perzeborah. In other words, what Rav Nachman is saying is, even according to Rav Yishev ben Karcha's Bar Plukta, what did Rabbanan disagree with? Halva Acher Halva. Monday and then Wednesday, that's no good. But if you see the same event as Eidus Miuchedes, that even Rabbanan would say is good. Okay, fine. Weiter. And then he says, Vafilo hachi, machshir Rav Yehuda leditu edus miuchedes mishum dechsiv lo yumas dileinyan dine mamanes ke edus achas dami vaakshi. And now asks our Rav Zutra, e darasht velo yumas bidin afashos, then tatzil vaasikna bekashia. Okay, the Ramban goes on a little further, but I want to get to the punchline. And again, I think the Ritva is saying similar, but again, it's a little more involved. We're going to try and keep it simple. I don't want to lose anyone. Rabbo said, what's going on over here? What's really, really going on over here? If I were to ask you, explain to me Shitas Rav Yishev ben Karcha. What is the Chidush of Rav Yishev ben Karcha, and why did the Chachamim absolutely reject that position? What's Rav Yishev ben Karcha's position? Eidus on Monday about a transaction. Wednesday, transaction, bottom line, Shapiro owes Boisin $100. Says Rav Yishev ben Karcha, works. What is the message? What's the lumdus of Rav Yishev ben Karcha?
You go after the result of the matter. The testimony is only about the result of the matter, not exactly how they got there and what happened.
That's all true. Those are correct statements. Avi and tell us.
That seiruf could be by Haggadah as long as you're testifying the same common denominator as by Haggadah as opposed to you.
I want to say it even sharper than that. Rav Yishev ben Karcha holds, there is absolutely no din of kat when it comes to Dinim Amos. There is no halacha of a kat at all. And the bottom line is, Eid Echad times two works. And what's the, and I'll add, how can he say this? How can he say this? Because the whole, in Dini Mamanis, back to Daf Hey. Back to Daf Hey. Rabosai, in Dini Mamanis, what is the Mechayiv of Dini Mamanis? What's the Mechayiv of Dini Mamanis?
The action.
The Maisa. So Rabosai, does Isaac owe Bosian $100? Even if Aiden don't say anything? Yes.
Yes.
In fact, he might owe him $200, but for sure he owes $100. Even if Aiden didn't say a word. So once you have Aiden functioning as corroborating the chiyuv, which already exists, of $100, eight echad plus an eight echad, it works. In other words, there's no din at all, according to Shimon Karcha, of a cat in Dini Mamas. And therefore, even Hava, what's the lumdus? Why not? Because the Mechayiv is already from the Maisa. And the role of the Aiden is just corroborating the Chiyuv, corroborating the bottom line. And the bottom line is a Chiyuv of $100. Oh. Came along Rav Nachman down. And Rav Nachman came along and he says, I have a Chiddush for you. I have a Chiddush. Bamed Varm Amurim. That's true. Rabbi Yishuv ben Korach is true. This is how the Ritva says it. Rabbi Yishuv ben Korach is true. I can even say my pshat in Rabbi Yishuv ben Korach. You see, when they see the same event at the same time, but they don't see each other, how would you characterize that? I know, but that's not a characterization. How do you characterize it? Yes. It's a single edus. And in Dine Mamanis, says Rav Nachman, we have a relaxed definition of a kat. But it's a kat. It's a relaxed definition of a cat. But it's a cat.
Is this just Kaddish?
What?
This is Rav Zutra's Kaddish?
This is Rav Nachman's Kaddish. That it's not the pshat that Eidus Miuchedes is two Eid Echads. It's a cat, but it has a different definition of cat than you have in Dine Nefashos. In Dine Nefashos, you need Rowan Zeh et Zeh. In Dine Mamanis, if they are watching a common Maisa, that's called a Kat. And that, Rabosai, again, the way the Ritva says it, that's even true within Rav Yishuv ben Korach. The way the Ramban's saying it, that's the Shita of Rabbanan. That's the Shita of Rabbanan. That there's a Din of Kat. Ooh. And now, coming back to the Avi and Tellus Isaac Shapiro question. Now that Rav Nachman taught us that there is a concept of a relaxed cat, that's still a cat? So then you should apply that in Dine Nefashos. Take that relaxed definition of cat, bring it into Dine Nefashos, to create a vihitzilu ha'eda. You see, it's only, and that's meduyik and Rashi, because the way Rashi writes it, if you look at Rashi and Davav Medeis, Rashi dibra masel elameata diksherim ba'alma umitztarfe, that there is a tziruf, that they have a status of a kat, so then you should give them a status of a kat to be matzel as well. And perhaps that is the vision. So what emerges is what we're suggesting is Rav Nachman is being mechadish something. The chiddush of Rav Yishuv ben Korach is that you don't need a kat at all, and even hava achava works. Comes Rav Nachman and says, yeah, but if they're watching the same event, even if they don't see each other, they have a status of a kat that works in Dine Mamas. It has a shame kat, just the relaxed definition of kat. And now comes along Rav Zutra and says, oh, once we're saying it has a din of katan, dine mamonis, it should also work lahatzil in dine nefashos. And I asked you the question on the sheets, if you looked at my intro, think about the following issues you go through Maron Komos. Does Eidus Miechedes work by dine mamonis because there's a lesser standard for it to qualify the kat of Eidin? Or do dine mamonis and dine nefashos share the same definition of what can qualify as a kat, but dine mamonis has no requirement for a kat? So now what we're saying is, according to Rishu ben Karkot, it has no requirement of a kat. According to Rav Nachman, there is a din of kat, and that's what we want to translate over. Now, what is the halacha of an eid echad if an eid echad is machish one of the eidim, but not the other? What do you say? In dine mamonis, two eid echads, one from this window, one from that window, and an eid echad says, you were with me somewhere else. You were with me somewhere else. What would you say, gentlemen? Again, you have 8A, 8B, and now 8C comes along and says, 8B, you're with me somewhere else. Explain. Go ahead, Will. Start with Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha. Start with Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha.
Okay, according to Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha, there's just one and one, then why would you pass up the other one? At the end of the day, yeah, they're working to accomplish a common goal, which is being Mechayev Isaac to pay back the money, but they're still completely separated, and therefore one's not going to mess up the other.
No, so only, what?
That only takes split.
Wait. C is Makish B. So what's the status of B right now? Right. So now what can A do?
Reinstate?
No, A does nothing. A's out. A does nothing because an 8 Echa doesn't work. Yeah, but it might be a good A, but he can't do anything because an 8 Echa.
They're not going to get the result, yeah.
Okay, but if you hold what? Like Rav Nachman. What is Rav Nachman's contribution?
Rav Nachman that has a relaxed con and he testifies about one of them, then that's not enough to ruin the whole con.
Exactly.
They're still not going to get the result. What do you mean?
No, if C testifies about one of them, it's going to be meaningless. It's going to be meaningless because 1A cannot knock out a kat of Eidim. 1A cannot knock out a kat of
Eidim.
Exactly, it's one against two. And therefore, that kat is going to work. Okay, Rabosai, think about that a little bit. We're going to stop here. And any questions, I'm hanging around as usual. Have a wonderful, wonderful afternoon. A terrific day. And only do good things. Okay. Shevrachs tonight are on Nachal Nachshon, on the street on Nachshon. Other side, their side. I'm going to send you the video. Thank you for...